Good morning, and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. We're here to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. We are a center that celebrates all people. We celebrate who you are. We celebrate how you understand yourself in the world, whatever labels and names and ethnicities and cultures you may come from. We celebrate you, and we celebrate and welcome you to this time together. This is a place where we talk spiritual truth, universal truth. The ideas from this teaching come from all religions and are at the core and the heart of many and most. So know that you're welcome. We're glad you're here, and we look forward to continuing this great conversation together.
Hello, everybody. I'm the practitioner for today. My name is Judy Ailey, and anyway, I'm glad to be here today. You know, the theme for today's month is going further together. And this week's topic is share the dream. And today's affirmation is, excuse me, my dreams are the stuff of spirit itself. As we become stronger in our belief and our faith in this oneness, we know that all living things interact with every other living thing. We are all a part of this interrelated web of life. You know, sometimes when I'm reading and studying material from the science of mind, something will really strike me in a new way, in a new level. And I know some of you have already heard me talk about this, but this happened to me recently as I read the phrase, "Good attends me." You could substitute good to say, "God attends me," or "Spirit attends me." As I know that I am part of this oneness, I also know that I am uniquely individual in my special part of the whole. So I think the phrase, "good attends me," struck me so strongly because it allowed me to feel that even as I am part of the whole community of life, that I am uniquely looked after and supported and loved by this power that we call God or Spirit. This phrase gives me a sense that good or God attends me, even down to what may seem like the smallest details of my life. I know that I really do exist in the mind of God. And just that phrase itself, "I exist in the mind of God," is something to contemplate. And that as I walk this pathway in my life, that there is some sort of part of me that is like a magnet that is attracting and drawing to me those things that belong to me. As I exist in the mind of God, I know that I am whole, perfect, and complete, and I am drawing those things into my life like a magnet that allow me to express life in its oneness, wholeness, and completeness. When I think further upon the idea that God attends me, I know that this power of life is there always, protecting, guiding, loving, and only wanting the very best for me. I don't have to beg or plead or search or wonder if things are going to turn out okay or not. Instead, I can stand strong in my faith, knowing that good attends me in all ways in my life, and that I am magnetically drawing to myself that which is like my nature, that which is whole, perfect, and complete. So my dreams are the stuff of spirit itself. And as we live our lives from this place, we become individual examples and beacons of life for others. And as we know our connection through community at all levels, we can know an even greater power. There's a power for good in the universe. And as we all join together in community to express this power, we can know that we are a great presence and power for good in the world. All right, I'm going to lead us now in a spiritual mind treatment. And then we will move back on into the order of our service. I think we got a little bit off today in the order, but that's okay. It's all good and it's all going to be here. So no worries there. All right. Let's just take a moment, if you will, to relax and breathe. And just, I just am asking you to, I'm going to do this treatment in the very first person as if I'm doing the treatment only for myself. But please know that I invite you to accept this treatment for yourself as if it is you saying this treatment for yourself. So as I breathe and know and just allow myself to sink into this present moment fully and completely, I remember and I know that God is all there is, that this presence and this power is everywhere. It's all of life. And it is a power for good. It is every good thing. It is endless love. It is opulent abundance. It is vibrant health. It is deep peace and joy and goodness of every kind. It is love at the deepest level. And as I know this, I know that this is my very nature and that I am never separated from this presence, from this power, from this goodness. And that this power and this presence loves me in a way that is unique and perfect and just perfect for me. That this power, this presence supports me, it guides me, it directs me, and it only desires for me to express great love, great intelligence, peace, vibrant health, great abundance in the world. So as I know my deep connection to this, I just take a moment to marvel at the truth of who I really am at that deep spiritual level. I am wholeness. I am perfection. I am the divine spirit of life expressing as me. So as I know this, I know that in my life, that all is well, that all is expanding in greater and greater good constantly, and that I have all the support, all the need, all that I need, all that I need to know to expand, to express, to be the best of who I can be. So I know that the truth of me is vibrant health in every single way. All parts of me functioning perfectly, beautifully, wonderfully. I know that I attract to myself new ways of creative expression, new ways of looking at the world. I attract in my life great abundance and goodness of every kind. I attract relationships that are loving and perfect and beautiful just for me. I know that my work is an expression of spirit in the world, that I bring great value to the world in all that I do, and that as I have new ideas of how to express myself and be in the world, that spirit supports those. Spirit guides me and shows me the next steps that I take in my life. I turn away from any idea of frustration, of loneliness, of doubt, of fear, of problem too big for this perfect presence and power to solve. I turn away from all of that and instead know that I am never, never separated from this power and this presence, and that good attends me down to the most minute, smallest details of my life, desiring for me only the best, only the very best that life has to offer. So this is my truth. I stand firm in it. I stand firm in my faith. I am grateful for knowing this. So I release this now, knowing that it is so, and so it is. All right. So next up, we'll see. This is a great day. So here we go. Music for reflection is Share the Dream. The performer is Harold Payne. Thank you, everybody.
There's a winding road where I learned to run. The race is long, but it can be won. With every step we're taking, with every choice we're making, every bend in the road, we get stronger. We can reach up, we can reach out, we can show this world what we're all about. We can do anything we put our minds to. We can be anything we wanna be. We must the dead end street where I used to play, but I found my wings. I can fly away. Below the street lights fading, ahead is my future. Beyond the doubts and the fears, I can see it. We can reach up, we can reach out, we can show this world.
Hi, and welcome back. This month, we are exploring this idea of sharing, of going further together, and what that means, and how we can use that and put it to work in our individual lives as well as our collective lives together. We are the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown. You individually are a center for spiritual living, and we together collectively are that as well. So our focus here, our purpose here, is to bring forth and teach and provide skills and opportunities for you to grow in spirit, to develop your own consciousness, tools for manifesting the things that you desire, tools for going deeper into the truth of who you are and what you want to become, and ways for you to fulfill your dreams. We're going together we're going further. There's an old African saying, they say, that comes from there, that is, alone we go faster, together we go further. That word further is interesting, because further and farther, when do you use which? And what I know about it and what I've looked up and learned about it is that going farther is about distance. You go farther on this trip. And sometimes together means going farther. For those who didn't hear this last week, there's the story that I tell, because it's such a powerful one for me, of going farther up the mountain when we climbed Huayna Picchu, that steep, steep mountain behind Machu Picchu, with a group of us who were in terrible physical shape and should not have made it to the top, and yet together patterned with the correct patterning based on the ancient Inca walking system of the weakest one in the front, not the back. We made it to the top, all of us, without really being in that out of shape, bad breath, can't breathe, can't move kind of experience. So we went farther, but for this meeting and for this month, we're thinking more about going further, which is an inward idea. I'm going further in consciousness. I'm going further into an understanding of myself. Going further into an understanding of what's happening in the world in such a way that I can bring forward some ideas, some reaction, some response that isn't just reaction, but is actually response, responding to the needs, responding to what's going on, instead of just reacting to it out of a moment of fear or a moment of anger or whatever else we react out of. That going further is what matters. You know, we live in a time, as we've talked about, and you've heard it, you know it, I don't need to tell you. We live in a time where nothing can be expected. You know, the good that we have come to expect and become perhaps complacent about, of being able to gather in groups, of being comfortable in that kind of space, the freedom to exercise our movement, the freedom to hop on a plane and fly somewhere and not be concerned about your health, all these kinds of freedoms, the freedom to continue your business, perhaps, without worry of whether it can stay afloat because of the limits that COVID has placed upon us. I mean, all of those freedoms, all of that stuff we've come to take for granted. And I'm inviting you to start to think about, instead of reacting against that, what is it you really dream of? Because there's some parts of that life I've come to enjoy. I appreciate, I'm an introvert. I appreciate that quieter time at home, not running around the city of Atlanta in the crazy traffic all the time to get from one thing to the other. Instead, I can come in and turn on my computer and go on Zoom and we have a meeting and it's really sweet. So all of that change has served parts of me that I enjoy. But what about the dreams that you may have lost or set aside or thought were no longer even possible? I think a lot of people have stopped dreaming right now. We've fallen so into a reaction to, a reaction against, or a reaction for whatever's going on, both economically and politically and physically, all of that, that we aren't focused as much on our dreams. So I invite you today to think about your dreams. What do you dream for yourself? What do you dream for your family? I'm not going to tell you what those should be because that's up to you. because you're free to dream. You're free to move into the dreams in any way you choose and go in whatever direction seems the best for you. Is what really can give you the freedom in your own mind and in your experiences to move forward. Emerson said it this way. He said, "Nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind." And this last part is in a little bit old language, so I'll unpack it. It says, "Absolve you to yourself." Yeah. "And you shall have suffrage of the world." In other words, make peace with yourself. Make peace with your dreams, and the world will come to you. Make peace with your own mind. So many of us are caught up in self-doubt and self-questioning. My goodness, how many of us go with that? We're uncertain about what to do or what not to do, and we're not sure if we can trust ourselves, and we're not sure what we want. Or even if we know, we're not sure we should want that. I mean, it goes on and on and on with this not comfortable with ourselves. We don't deserve it. We shouldn't have it, whatever it is. We shouldn't be it. And yet, if we can absolve ourselves to ourselves, forgive ourselves, is another way to say it, make peace with ourselves, then all shall move forward with ease. And that's what coming back to your dreams is all about. Spending some time, not with the dreams you had. I think the world has radically changed in the last 2 years, and I think simply trying to pick up a dream you had before may not serve you. On the other hand, you may pick up some part of a dream that you set aside or tossed aside a long time ago, and suddenly it is right there, perfect and right for your current ideas. My teacher used to say, sometimes the best ideas for moving forward are on the pile of discarded ideas in the past. Interesting, huh? What do you dream? What do you dream about for yourself? What do you dream about for life? What do you dream about for your family? What are those internal things? Maybe external too, for that matter. A new car, a new home, a new business, and a way to prosper. But what about inside? What's the dream inside? Because, you know, we can react all we want to what's going on around us, but it doesn't do much to help the situation. It just adds to the chaos. But if we can step out of that and into a state of mind where we know, where we have made peace with ourselves, and we know that we know what we desire, what our dreams are. Back to Ernest Holmes, says this, ideas take form, things exist in the universal mind as ideas. And ideas take form because things in the concrete and visible world. Ideas take form and become things in the visible. And you, come on, Bob, I can read. Things exist in the universal mind as ideas. Ideas take form and become things in the visible and concrete world. Thought calls things forth from the universal into experience, into expression. Your mind has the power to do that. If you call forth peace in the midst of chaos, it brings peace to you and to anyone who is in your vicinity. If you call forth love, compassion, kindness, You call it forth for yourself and anyone who's in your sphere of influence. Because, you know, your state of mind, whatever it is, always influences those around you. Have you ever noticed how that works? You start your day, you go out for your daily routines, or your activities, your shopping, your work, your whatever, and you're feeling great. You feel like you're in harmony with the universe. And the universe is, the people who wait on you at the store are kind, and others are very helpful, and others are doing things well. You go out on a day when you're grumpy and angry and you don't like what's going on, and everybody seems to be grumpy and angry back at you. Now, maybe that doesn't happen to you, but it happens to me. And, you know, that's simply because your state of mind influences those around you. That's been proven. We've done all sorts of scientific studies on it. There was a study of doctors who believed in their patients' ability to heal, and those doctors had better results than the doctors who didn't believe that and weren't involved in that kind of conscious focus. So that now in medical schools, they're actually teaching doctors' attitude makes a difference in the healing of your patient. How we think, what we feel, what we dream influences other people. If you walk through your life and into life in a space of love and support and harmony, in a place of anticipation of good, you know, good is all around us. We suck it in out of the universe always. You know, there's good in the air we breathe. There's good in the ground we walk upon. There's good in the chair that holds you up, holds me up right now. It's very good because if it stopped doing that, it would be a kind of a mess. There's good everywhere. And the more we can honor and acknowledge that and recognize it, the more our state of mind becomes one of peace, of love, of harmony. And the more my state of mind is that, whether I'm seeing people in person or on Zoom, you get to experience it too. You get caught up in it. We get caught up in each other's states of mind. You know that when you walk into a room and somebody's angry and the whole room gets angry pretty quick. Not always sure where the anger started even. You walk into a room where you're feeling peace and joy. Have you ever walked into the room with a guru, someone who's really been working on their consciousness of love and compassion? You just walk in the room and you feel it. It's almost tactile in the way it works. So why not? In creating this idea and knowing that your thoughts, your mind, your mindset, your consciousness is broadcasting out to the world around you and to the world all over. We are only one, after all, and we are caught up in a universal, unified field of energy and information. So what you're thinking and feeling is reverberating throughout the whole field. Like tapping the corner of a spider web and watching everything go. Why not bring your values that you dream of into that conscious awareness? So that in addition to those things that you dream of, what about the values you dream of that you want to bring forth and bring forward? What about the values that of community, of love, of honoring each other? We say in this teaching, and I believe it with every part of my being, that every human being is an expression of the infinite, is created out of the one heart and mind and soul and source that we call God. Whatever their background, wherever they come from, whatever they look like, however angry they may be at any given moment, however much they feel harmed or have been harmed, whatever side of the aisle they're on in politics, if your values are that, what if your value became focused around honoring the divine nature of every being, every human being, every sentient being, including plants, animals, rocks, and everything else, if you go there. The Native Americans did that beautifully. They saw spirits in everything, and the spirit of everything. What if you honored that in every person you thought about or encountered. Or set that as a goal. Perhaps that's your dream, is to do that. You know, from the East, we have the Namaste, which means the Spirit of God in me salutes, roughly translated, the Spirit within me salutes the Spirit in you, honors the Spirit in you. We want a world full of peace. We want a world where people live in harmony and in unity with each other. Well, the only way that'll happen is if I create that unity in my own experience through my own dream, my own desire. And I dream for that harmony. And I practice it in my thought and my action. But the most powerful place is how you practice it in your thought. You can be nice to somebody, but if you really don't like them, you're really not helping. I don't suggest you shouldn't be nice, but I do suggest that you should find that place within you that can honor the Spirit of God they come from, whether you like their behavior or not. One of the really powerful things about raising children that came out years ago is that there's no such thing as a bad child, but there is such thing as bad behavior. You learn to manage behavior, not children. We learn from our children. They bring us so much newness. They're not bad or good. They're just amazing spiritual beings that we have been entrusted with raising. What if we honored all people that way? What if we chose to let our values be that which we share as our dream? And we share it through our consciousness, through our influence in our thought and our thinking. And when appropriate and when called for and when called to do, we share it with our words or with our actions or our behaviors. You know, one of the things that often happens when we start down a path like this is that our fears then kick up. You declare, I'm going to love everybody. I'm going to honor the truth and spirit in everybody. And the next person you meet, you want to smack them. They do something that just pushes your button. And you just want to smack them. Right? So what do? How do you get back on track? How do you get back to that honoring place, to that place of sharing the dream of oneness, sharing the dream of unity, sharing the dream of goodness in all people, everywhere, in everything around you? That's where spiritual practice comes in. That's where meditation comes in. That's where setting the intention of doing that and bringing yourself back to that again and again. That's where forgiving yourself comes in. That's where getting back to that place within you where you absolve yourself of every mistake. Because ultimately there is no mistake. That's just a step toward you being better at what you're choosing to do. It's a step toward your dream. Every time you both do well in your expression of it and not so well in your expression of it. Moving toward the dream. We have a dream of oneness for this nation and for this world. The only way that'll ever happen is for all of the two-nesses, all of the separations, all of the disagreements and conflicts to come out in the open so they can be compassionately and easily, maybe not easily, but compassionately and intentionally and consciously addressed and dealt with. And that's what we're in right now, in this world right now, with all of the conflicting ideas and beliefs, all the gods that seem to be fighting each other, which is ironic since there's only one, and it expresses as each of those expressions. It is that unified energy field below everything that we call God. So what do? So we practice, and then we come back to our sharing of the dream in consciousness and in idea and in joining in organizations like this one where we come together intentionally creating oneness among us. The diversity that we have within this organization, within this center, and within our larger organization is widespread and wonderful. We celebrate oneness as diversity. not in diversity, but as diversity. Because the pinnacle of oneness is individuality, not sameness. The goal here is not to turn the world into same people, but to turn the world into a people who can honor their individual uniqueness and still love and appreciate each other. In the world, we have a ways to go. In certain gatherings, in certain places in the world, we're doing pretty well. So I invite you to join me, if you will, in recognizing what your dream is, and getting very clear and specific about what your dream is, and then looking for the opportunities that you have to share it. Because it is wonderful, your dream. And so are you, and so it is. And if you will, join me for a few moments of meditation. Quietly moving our minds, our thoughts, our intentions to within. Recognizing that within myself and each of us, there's an awareness. If you take a breath, just breathe in. And as you breathe in the air, you're breathing in the goodness of life. You're breathing in life itself. I think it's amazing that you cannot hold your breath to die. You can hold your breath, you just can't do it. The breath is required. Life continues to push through us with great opportunities. So I breathe in the goodness that life is. I feel it in the air around me, in the warmth, in the chill. I feel it in the depth of awareness that the ground I walk on is spewing energetic goodness to me. She's holding me on in place on the planet, one step at a time. So settle into the awareness that you're part of this larger you. Allow yourself to feel beyond your skin. To be aware beyond your skin. To be aware of the greater you. The you that's invisible, only seen and known in your thoughts, your desires, your dreams, only seen and known as those things you imagine for yourself and for your family and for your friends and for your world. And let those become, make the intention right now, to allow those dreams to come front and center into your heart and mind. That you may see and know, what do I value? What matters? What do I love passionately? What do I want to express and experience as the gifts that I have individually? What do I want to be a part of expressing as gifts to the world collectively? Spend time dreaming, visioning. Because as long and as much as you do that, you're adding to the dream of the world. You're adding to the opportunity for that dream to manifest in the larger experience in the world. So I recognize that my thought is connected to the universal infinite intelligence. It is actually the part of the infinite intelligence that I am using at this given moment. So I honor and recognize my thought, my dream, my vision, my ideas as part of God. And I bless them and honor them. I hold them preciously, closely. And I share them. I allow them to broadcast from my mind out into a world looking for these ideas. And as I do, and as this goes forward and goes forth from me, all I can do is say thank you and celebrate. Celebrate with joy, celebrate with ease, celebrate with gratitude. Ah, there's that one. Such gratitude for being alive, such gratitude for being a part of this. And in this gratitude, I move forward with ease and with grace. I release this now and turn back to my everyday thinking, walking around mind, knowing that this is established now in the consciousness that I am and that God is. And in this establishment, I let it be, because it already is, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, Dr. Bob, for that great talk this morning. That namaste, namaskar. I see the spirit within me reflected in the spirit in you, and vice versa. So with this, we have the opportunity to share our good fortune that comes to us, that all the abundance that we have coming through being shared into our lives. So say with me this affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And there's several opportunities to give. You can go to cslmidtown.org/donate, and in there is the link to give. You can donate one time, or you can set up your regular giving if you have a dedicated contribution that you want to give for this, to support this great center. And now on to announcements.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book. Every Sunday, 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services, and 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
And so before we close, I would like to remind you that Wisdom Wednesdays have resumed Wednesday nights from 7 to 8. I will be taking a different topic each week. And for this month, we're going to be considering the principles and practices of autumn's opulence, how to bring greater and greater expressions of prosperity. And in this case, we're talking cold, hard cash into our lives as we move forward and as we negotiate this crazy changing world in which we live. Lots of newness is coming to us. So I want to close then with our affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. And I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Have a great week, everyone. Share your dreams.